Everything all right?
Yeah, Charlie, everything's...
What's the matter?
I heard some noise. I thought something happened. Can't we do something about the walls? You sneeze in here and then my house hats blow off.
Let's go to bed, Dad. Come on.
You go ahead. I'm not tired at the moment.
Take it easy, huh?
What are you doing up?
I couldn't sleep good. I had a heartburn.
You don't know how to eat.
I ate with my mouth.
You're ignorant. You gotta know about vitamins and things like that.
Come on, let's shoot. Tire you out a little.
All right, you got the cards?
Yeah, I got them someplace. What is it with those vitamins?
They build up your bones. Chemistry.
Yeah, but there's no bones in a heartburn.
What are you talking about? Do you know the first thing about it?
Don't get insulted.
Well, don't talk about something you don't know anything about.
What are you doing home?
A little trouble with the car.
I'd like to take a trip to California.
You don't say.
You want a job?
I got a job. I told you that. What the hell are you offering me a job for?
Now, don't get insulted.
Don't insult me.
I don't see no sense to it. You don't have to go on this way.
I got a good job. Why do you keep coming in here?
You want me to go?
I can't understand it. He's going back to Texas again. What the hell is that?
Let him go.
You got nothing to give him, Charlie. I'm clean. I'm clean.
He won't starve. None of them starve. Forget about him.
Then what have I got to remember?
You take it too hard. To hell with it. When a deposit bottle is broken, you don't get your nickel back.
That's easy enough for you to say.
That ain't easy for me to say.
You see the ceiling I put up in the living room?
Yeah, it's a piece of work. To put up a ceiling is a mystery to me. How do you do it?
What's the difference?
Well, talk about it.
You going to put up a ceiling?
How could I put up a ceiling?
What the hell are you bothering me for?
Oh, you're insulted again.
A man who can't handle tools is not a man. You're disgusting.
Don't call me disgusting, Willie.
I'm getting awfully tired, Ben.
Good. Keep playing. You'll sleep better. Did you call me Ben?
That's funny. For a second there, you reminded me of my brother, Ben.
I only have a few minutes.
You never heard from him again, huh, since that time?
Didn't Linda tell you? A couple of weeks ago, we got a letter from his wife in Africa. He died.
That's so.
So this is Brooklyn, eh?
Well, maybe you went for some of his money.
He had seven sons. There's just one opportunity I had with that man.
I must make a train, William. There are several properties I'm looking at in Alaska.
Sure, if I'd gone with him to Alaska that time, everything would be totally different.
Go on, you'd have froze to death up there.
What are you talking about?
Opportunity is tremendous in Alaska, William. Surprised you're not up there.
Sure, tremendous.
Huh?
There was the only man I ever met who knew the answers.
Who?
How are you all?
Fine, fine.
Hey, you're pretty sharp tonight.
Is Mother living with you?
No, she died a long time ago.
Who?
That's too bad. Fine specimen of a lady, Mother. I'd hope to see the old girl.
Who died?
Heard anything from Father, have you?
What do you mean, who died?
What are you talking about?
William, it's 8:30.
That's my build.
I put the ace.
Oz, you don't know how to play the game. I'm not going to throw my money on you.
It was my ace, for God's sake.
I'm through.
When did Mother die?
Long ago. Since the beginning, you never knew how to play cards.
All right. Next time, I'll bring a deck with 5 aces.
I don't play that kind of a game.
You want to be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah. Ignoramus.
So you're William. Ben, I've been waiting for you so long. What's the answer? How did you do it?
Oh, there's a story in that.
Is this Ben?
Well, how do you do, my dear?
Where have you been all these years? Willie's always wondered...
Where's Dad? Didn't you follow him?
How did you get started?
Well, I don't know how much you remember.
Well, I was just a baby, of course, only 3 or 4 years old.
3 years and 11 months.
What a memory, Ben.
I have many enterprises, William, and I have never kept books.
I remember I was sitting under the wagon in, was it Nebraska?
South Dakota. And I gave you a bunch of wildflowers.
I remember you walking away down some open road.
I was going to find Father in Alaska.
Where is he?
At that age, I had a very faulty view of geography, William. I discovered after a few days that I was heading due south. So, instead of Alaska, I ended up in Africa.
Africa?
The Gold Coast.
Principally diamond mines.
Diamond mines?
Yes, my dear, but I've only a few minutes.
No, no. Boys! Boys! Listen to this. This is your Uncle Ben, a great man. Tell my boys, Ben.
My boys, when I was 17, I walked into the jungle. When I was 21, I walked out. And by God, I was rich.
You see what I've been talking about? The greatest things can happen.
I have an appointment in Ketchikan Tuesday week.
No, no, Ben, please, tell about Dad. I want my boys to hear. I want them to know the kind of stock they spring from. All I remember is a man with a big beard, and I was in Mama's lap sitting around a fire and some kind of high music.
His flute. He played the flute.
Sure, the flute. That's right.
Father was a very great and a very wild-hearted man. We'd start in Boston. He'd toss the whole family into the wagon, and then he'd drive that team right across the country. Ohio, Indiana, Michigan, Illinois, and all the western states. And we'd stop in the towns and sell the flutes that he'd made on the way. Great inventor, Father. With one gadget, he made more in a week than a man like you could make in a lifetime.
That's just the way I'm bringing them up, Ben. Rugged, well-liked, all around.
Yeah? Well, hit that, boy, hard as you can.
Oh, no, sir.
Come on, get to me.
Go to it, Ben. Go ahead, jump. Okay.
Come on.
Okay.
Good boy.
Yeah, how's that, Ben?
Good
come
boy.
On, Ben.
Why are you fighting?
Good boy.
Look out, Ben.
Hey. Jim, you tripped him.
Never fight fair with a stranger, boy. You'll never get out of the jungle that way. It was an honor and a pleasure to meet you, Linda.
Have a nice trip.
And good luck with your... What do you do?
Selling.
Yeah? Well...
No, no, Ben. I don't want you to think, oh, it's Brooklyn, I know, but we hunt, too.
Really?
Oh, sure, there's snakes and rabbits. That's why I moved out here. Why, Biff can fell any one of these trees in no time. Boy, go over to where they're building the new apartment house. Get some sand. We're going to rebuild the entire front stoop right now. Watch this.
Yes, sir, and a double hat. I lost weight, Pop, you notice?
Yeah.
Listen, if they steal any more from that building, the watchman will put the cops on them.
Don't let them take any more.
You should have seen the lumber the kids brought home last week. At least a dozen 6x10s worth all kinds of money.
Now, listen, if that watchman...
Oh, I gave him hell, you understand, but I got a couple of fearless characters.
Well, Lee, the jails are full of fearless characters.
And the stock exchange, friend.
Where are the rest of your pads?
They're knickers. My wife bought them.
Now all you need is a golf club and you can go upstairs and go to sleep. Great athlete. Between him and his son, Bernard, they can't hammer a nail.
The watchman's chasing Biff!
Shut up! He's not stealing
anything. Oh, where is he, Biff? Biff here!
There's nothing wrong! What's the matter with you?
Nervy boy. Good.
Oh, nerves of iron, that Biff.
I don't know what it is. My New England man comes back and he's bleeding. They murdered him up there.
Well, it's contacts, Charlie. I got important contacts.
I'm glad to hear it, Willie. Yeah. Come in later. We'll shoot a little casino. I'll take some of your Portland money.
Business is bad. Oh, it's murderous, but not for me, of course.
I'll stop by on my way back to Africa.
Oh, can't you stay a few days? You're just what I need, Ben, because I have a fine position here, but I... Well, Dad left when I was such a baby. I never had a chance to talk to him, and I still feel kind of temporary about myself.
I'll be late for my train.
Ben, my boys, can't we talk? They'd go into the jaws of hell for me, see?
William, you're being first-rate with your boys. Outstanding, manly chaps.
Oh, Ben. That's good to hear, because sometimes I'm afraid I'm not teaching them the right kind of... Ben, how should I teach him?
William, when I walked into the jungle, I was 17.